On this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
A gentle exfoliant system rather than, you know, because so many people are into the redness and the harsh, oh yeah, there we go, you know, scrub that skin
off.
I'm
like that. I'm like, I feel it. If it doesn't, hurt, it must not be working. Maybe that's what I'll do today with this mask.
Yeah, and then introducing those assets too.
I'm going to be so beautiful when we go play laser tag. It's crazy.
Working model and actor in Los Angeles, representation. It was fun. It was great. That's how I was making my living.
And you kind of need a face for that.
Health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, hello. Should say good morning. It's about 4 a.m. in the morning here. In my office, got up super early. I'm drinking a powerhouse here for my coffee. I got some organic coffee mixed with the kratom and a little bit of C60. Oh, geez, that'll get you pumped up for the day. Holy cow! All right, so what do we got for you today? Well, geez, as I'm rubbing my eyes and getting them open here, I have a podcast with my friend Andy Nilo, and this is kind of funny because I knew I was going to record this intro for you today, and I'm doing a clay mask. I have a clay mask on right now. If my lips sound kind of cracky, that's why, because Andy is the guy who's taught me pretty much everything I know about men's beauty. He flew up to my house. He trained me and my sons a couple of weeks ago, everything we need to know about like doing our morning clay mask and our scrubs and our lotions and our moisturizers and our creams and our hair. You got to see this guy. He totally reinvented his whole face. He got his face. Well, listen to the podcast. He literally got his face scraped off by a truck and now he looks like a freaking male model. He is a male model. So anyways, you're going to love this one. The podcast today is brought to you by Keon. And, you know, I'm honestly shocked every time I see a bodybuilder or so-called fitness influencer, or anyone really promoting these branched chain amino acids, aka BCAAs, aside from the fact that they contain only like 3 of the 9 essential amino acids your body needs. BCAAs can cause all sorts of issues, like messing with your serotonin levels and depleting B vitamins and deleteriously affecting your blood sugar and a whole lot more. So in other words, in my opinion, these things are just a huge waste of money. But luckily, after screaming it from the rooftops for the past few years, it's starting to catch on that essential amino acids, or EAAs, are what your body actually needs to start seeing real results fast. In fact, EAAs were one of the first supplements that my company Keon researched and added to our lineup, and they've been our top seller ever since. For one simple reason, they freaking work. They're basically like the Swiss Army knife of supplements. They work for fasting, for maintaining muscle, for building muscle. They're great for energy. People use it to help them sleep. It's good for cognitive performance, based on a research study that came out just 2 months ago to stave off cognitive decline. I'm blown away by the number of people who approach me in airports or at conferences to tell me how much they've gained from Keon Aminos. And we have a really perfect ratio primed for recovery, for muscle maintenance, for muscle building, and for fasting particularly. It's called Keon Aminos. And I'll tell you how you can get them at a 20% discount. Just go to getkeon.com/Ben Greenfield. That's KION.com/Ben Greenfield.
This podcast is also brought to you by Organifier Red Juice, because I can't talk about it without saying Organifier is so much fun.
So after I've offended all the Italians out there, Organifier Red Juice is amazing. I use it as a meat rub, but it's 13 different superfoods in a berry superfood drink. I'm not kidding. It's in my cookbook as a meat rub because it's a bunch of high-quality freeze-dried berries, 100% whole food beets, a bunch of adaptogens. And so you can use them. I mean, like when that 230 slump rolls around, you can drop a scoop in some cold water and stir it with a spoon and enjoy the antioxidant benefits for pennies on the dollar compared to what you'd spend at the average, cold juice place. But it's got not just those freeze-dried berries and beets, but blueberries, acai, pomegranate, raspberry, cordyceps, Siberian ginseng, reishi, rhodiola. It's like a shotgun of energy. Organifier Red Juice, and it's cheap. Not like cheaply made, but cheap. Like it's super inexpensive. And it's even more inexpensive because you get 20% off. If you go to Organifi.com/Ben, that's Organifi with an I.com/Ben. Check it out. Let's go talk to Andy. I'll give you the show notes URL while I'm talking to Andy. But you're going to want to go to the show notes because we'll have all sorts of cool. We're even doing a video series for teen boys because he showed my sons, my 13-year-old sons, what they should do when they wake up in the morning to not get acne, to smell better. So it's a fun episode. And ladies, this one's for you too. All right, let's do this.
Andy, right before we started recording, you were concerned about your nasal breathing into the mic, yet I'm even more concerned about the fact that I've got like clay inside my nostrils right now. I've got clay all over my freaking headset. I got clay on the table. So thank you for probably creating a massive argument between my wife and I tomorrow about who got clay all over the table. But I'm pretty clayed out, man. So thank you, I think.
Hey, when it dries, you'll be thanking me.
Yeah, seriously. Like we were talking because we – so for those of you listening in, Andy Nilo runs this company called Alitura, and he's been on my podcast before, like 3 years ago. Yeah, you flew up here and we did this whole podcast on beauty and especially what guys can do that they don't do because a lot of us are kind of uncomfortable or don't know where to start, or maybe we didn't learn from our dads or our moms like what to do for our face or our skin or even like our smell or our hair or whatever. So anyways, Andy came up and he shot this video in this podcast with me about 3 years ago. But since then, that like a lot has kind of changed in the whole beauty industry. And you know, I continue to try and vet and even be like a guinea pig for some of Andy's products, which is why I'm sitting here with clay smeared all over my face right now. Right. And a kitchen table that's just like scattered with all these crazy things that Andy brought that we're going to talk about today. So, Andy, welcome back to Spokompton, baby.
Hey, Ben, thanks so much for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Do you like it up here? Like, have you spent a lot of time in the region? Or?
I do. Yeah. I mean, the big, with the radio flyer.
Yeah. The big red wagon downtown.
I used to have one of those.
I'm going to take you down there today. We're going to go down and play laser tag today. We'll go play some laser tag, go out to Mizuna, a good little farm to table restaurant down there. And hopefully you get a chance to go over to Coeur d'Alene, see the Great Lakes City.
Yeah, it's just pure up here.
Yeah.
Woke up, did the little cold plunge, was doing my dishes. Saw
wait,
your
wait
rope.
Which cold plunge did you do? Like the cold one?
Oh, the tub.
Oh, you did the tub.
Absolutely.
Marosco. Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Dunk the head, get a little, yeah, I mean, that's gripping.
I don't
right
get
there
in that thing much in the winter.
No.
Honestly, no. I don't even know if it's plugged in right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be. It stays so cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we did breath work last night. We hit the sauna last night. Got a little kettlebell flow in.
That's right. I saw that rope hanging when I was doing my dishes, and you know I had to go over there and climb that.
Did you climb it?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you set that up for the Spartan race?
Well, right outside the guest house. Yeah, there's 2 30-foot ropes. I set it up back when I used to do a lot of Spartan race training. Yeah. Because I got this quarter-mile loop outside my house, and one part of the quarter-mile loop, there's like a hill, like a steep hill. You get to the top of the steep hill, and right there, you got two ropes just calling your name right there in your face. And so I tell people who sometimes will go and do the course with me, I'm like, all right, so when we get to the top of this hill, you can either like climb the rope, or if we're doing a super hard workout, climb the rope, descend, and then climb the next rope, or you can drop and do 30 burpees, your call. But basically life's going to be a little bit hard at the top of this hill for a little while.
So anyways, you
have a really, really cool story, Andy, and you know, before we delve into, for example, this stuff I have smeared all over my face and some of your other products, I know that we really took a deep dive into your backstory the last time that you were on the show. Yet, for people who may not have time to go back and listen to that episode, you know, for those of you who haven't seen Andy, he's got a great complexion. He has good skin. He looks like you probably are a male model. Do you do some male modeling? I feel like you could or you should.
Thank you.
But his skin wasn't always that way. You had like a horrific accident, right?
Right.
So give us the 40,000 foot overview. What happened?
Oh man. I was leaving dinner March 20th, 2011. Looking down at my phone, waiting for a Lyft that was going to pick me up and take me to my friend's house. And I got hit by a westbound heading vehicle, lost consciousness, hit into the eastbound lane and run over by a Tundra. Both cars pulled over. First responders were called, cutting my clothes off me in the middle of Melrose. Woke up in an ICU bed in Cedars-Sinai Hospital with a compound fracture of my jaw. I mean, that was on a morphine drip.
That's literally like the jaw snapped in half.
Right.
That's got to be freaking painful.
I was on the morphine drip and I didn't know what was going on. I had two friends in the room with me and I quickly found out the severity of the situation. I had a collapsed lung, 7 broken ribs, and a compound fracture, a maxillofacial fracture that the maxillofacial surgeon at Cedars-Sinai couldn't perform. So we had to stick around and wait for a specialist. My mom was working at Lucille Packard Children's Hospital in Stanford at the time, and luckily she knew Dr. Schindel, Gregory Schindel, mm-hmm. who he specializes in mandible fractures. And he, his apprentice, Dr. Joseph Brugeri, put me back together. I had a titanium plate put up top, one on the bottom. But the break was from the middle of my chin to just beneath my left ear right here. So it was just in particles. So, I mean, I was talking, you know, on a morphine drip. And they were quickly telling me, like, no, because they want a piece of
Yeah, because you can feel anything because you're on the morphine drip.
Absolutely.
You're basically high with a broken face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, man, that was... Yeah, it was tough. It was unrecognizable. I was unrecognizable and sneezing with seven.
I've seen some pictures. Like, people could Google your name and see, like, before after pictures. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
By the way, you guys, just so you know, his last name is Hnilo, Andy Nilo, Hnilo. All right, so you're basically pretty tore up.
Yeah, I was banged up, and at that time, I mean, that's how I was making my living. I was working model and actor in Los Angeles representation. Mm-hmm. All of that. And it was fun. It was great. That's how right. I was making my living.
And you kind of need a face for that.
Yeah. And it's, oh man, but at that point right there, I mean, not many people survive accidents like that. It was actually really beautiful. I had my whole family, my mom and dad, unfortunately, had to drive down rather than fly. I can't imagine that drive. My sisters came down from Northern California, my brother as well. So we were all together in my little, you know, 680 square foot studio or whatever you want to call it in North Hollywood. For the first time, I mean, getting us all together, regardless of the circumstances, seriously, like, it was kind of beautiful. I mean, we were just ordering pizza, obviously, I couldn't chew with my jaw wired shut. Right. But man, that stands out. You know, my two sisters just in my little back room where my lab for the clay mask actually turned out to be. Just on a little futon, but sharing their futon in like a little sleeping bag. It's so beautiful looking back, man.
Yeah, it's crazy how God can use tragedies like that, or as they say, draw straight with crooked lines. It's one of those situations in which, and I know I'm preaching to the choir of people listening to this show, but every cloud has its silver lining, and it sounds like your tragedy actually helped to bring your family together in a way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Know, it really was beautiful, man. And so once they left, though, I mean, it was a little, you know, a day or two, just kind of adjust, like, all right, what are we going to do now? And it's just one of those things where I had a giddy excitement just for being alive. Like, I mean, I had perspective before the accident. Absolutely. It's very important to me, you know, just mantras, speaking it into existence. I've been doing that since I was 11, 12 years old. That's another subject. But it's just, all right, how do we fix this? You know, I know. You know, there's a plethora of work and to put into this, and there's so many beautiful things out there that I couldn't afford the creams and serums to use to counteract my abrasions and scarring. So I had a pre-existing clay mask that I hid I've been using it for years, like from roommates and people.
And for you, just curious, like mentally, because I'm just thinking about this, like, basically, you just lost your moneymaker, right? Your face got hit by a car. Your face got run over. So what's going through your head right now basically more of like a technical, curious engineering, like, ooh, how could I learn about how to fix these things? Or was it more of a desperate, dude, I'm out of a job. I got to make money. I'm going to be eating rice and beans for the next few months unless I freaking fix my face fast. Like, what's going through your head?
Purely out of necessity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I had the pre-existing clay mask, just like Rasool clay, bentonite, I started adding a little kelp powder. It was just a total creative outlet, but it worked. I would do it every Sunday night before my week of auditions, right? Just to look like my pictures and be nice and
vibrant. Before your injury.
Yes.
Yeah. So you were kind of already familiar with some of this stuff.
Yeah. But I hid it though. You know, right out, you know, as an ex-athlete guy, all that stuff, which we'll touch on. But, I remember kind of like, you know, just running into my bathroom, mixing it up, putting it on. And, you know, my roommates, they did see, but it was just one of those things. I was a little, you know, kind of trying to hide because just to prep me for the week, bringing a lot of life to the skin and just looking like your pictures, and especially in the entertainment industry, and being able to, you know, oh, you know, it looks like his picture. That's like the first thing they say.
Right.
And just, you know, it was, that was just part of my routine. So I did have that. And then it did help me, but then I started just ordering other ingredients, other superfoods, doing a lot of research on spot treatments, but also adding my own little creative twist with things that I was taking internally, like the colostrum, like the pearl powder, American ginseng, spirulina, which I actually ended up going the kelp powder route instead of spirulina. But I was, you know, it was just one of those things as you're looking and jaw wired shut and mixing up your little morning tonics and, oh man, and just to get through and feed your, you know, your system from, you know, head to toe, I thought I was experimenting, and I did a little capsule of dragon herbs, pearl powder, and a little colostrum as well, which is very expensive.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, like, you know, I look at the label of this stuff I have on my face, and it's basically got a high-potency vitamin C in the form of L-ascorbic acid, freshwater pearl powder, not just colostrum, but the first six-hour milking of a grass-fed colostrum, meaning literally, I assume, this is like from the first time the mammal is born in the first 6 hours that it's milked from a grass-fed cow?
Yeah, it's four, actually.
By a one-armed monk? That's crazy. It's four. I'm sorry. It says six on the label.
I know.
I know. It's four. American ginseng, Moroccan Razul clay, French Elite clay, calcium bentonite clay, kaolin clay, and organic kelp powder. Now, in the supplements industry, there's kind of like this idea of fairy dusting. Like, you put a whole bunch of expensive-looking shit on a label, but really it's like micrograms or small milligram doses of those actual compounds, and most of the rest of it is whatever, like zinc or vitamin C or something cheap or whatever. So you've got what looks like a pretty impressive ingredient label here, but tell me – oh, and you do give the tips on here about how to add essential oil drops on there. I didn't really realize that. For those of you listening, we just got done shooting a video on how to use this stuff, which I'll also put in the show notes at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Ollie Tora Podcast. But anyways, these ingredients, I mean, for you as like a poor model out of a job, former baseball player without what I understand is a high disposable income, what are you thinking when it comes to like a 6 hour milking of a grass fed colostrum?
I mean, it's very enzyme live rich. I mean, there's colostrum has IGF-1 growth factors when combined with the different just active, considering it was collected.
I make giant smoothies out of it. I feel like Superman.
It's unbelievable. So I felt when combined with vitamin C during that cell turnover process while creating all that circulation to the surface of the skin, and then when it completely dries, it has an exfoliating factor to it as well. And as we age, we're depleted of so many minerals that are vital to our skin's health. And
right. And
clays, that's primarily what they're made of. A lot of silica, selenium, just to help, you know, build that epidermis during that collagen synthesis process, especially when combined with things like the diet that you already have, and then Juve, red light, and photobiomodulation during that, and staying consistent with that routine every other day.
How'd you afford that, though? Like, did you have to go into debt or get a loan from your parents or something like that when you're trying to fix yourself back in the day with these crazy ingredients?
No, I mean, I had a little bit of money, but I really did have a little bit of money at that time. Clays were affordable. The colostrum was expensive, but that's, I mean, especially
because like my company, we sell colostrum, and it's hard for us to like find good colostrum.
It's expensive, but it was very important to me. You know, I mean, this is purely out of necessity. Obviously I wanted to work. I'd get such a thrill from the entertainment industry. And I mean, that was heartbreaking. It was definitely difficult to look in the mirror. First thing you see in the morning, your jaw's out, teeth are gone. I mean, was just, especially I'm a grateful human being. So like I did the looks part, I did my best to reframe it, you know, in my head. Cause I knew I'd be back, you know, I mean, didn't have any joint health, my knees, ankles, elbows, shoulders. So I was able to kind of walk, and I would go down Chandler bike path and get circulation from head to toe every hour of every single day. I had a purpose to my recovery and everything that I put into my body. I mean, I just, if I had $10 every, you know, cent of that $10 was going to go towards my recovery. I didn't have much money, but luckily I didn't have to ask anybody for.
Was this clay mask? Because I know you're doing it now. I didn't realize this till you told me last night, but like 4 to 5 times a week, you're doing a clay mask, which makes me feel like I need to up my game. Because I'm like every Wednesday, I got one on right now just because, you know, we were shooting a video about how to do it. But was that the staple product, the first thing that you were really messing around with a lot was clay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Rasul clay, Eyelite. I mean, a lot of clays didn't, I don't know, the particle size, getting it down like silk so it spreads evenly on the skin is very important. So a lot of things didn't work, you know, green tea powder, certain clays were a little more coarse, but I found a reputable vendor all the different clays. But then again, it also served as an education to learn about other clays and kind of as a creative outlet, just fun, you know, because finding
like
certain clays. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, clay, it's not that that expensive. So you're able to kind of experiment and find certain things. And that's how I got involved with Russell, Kaolin, Eyelight, Green Desert Clay. And then Jason Eaton out of Nevada. He's like in my research. I'm still in touch with him. I mean, we geek out on clays. That's his thing, clay.
Yeah.
And he has, I mean, a full-on booklet describing the properties and how
Jason
to use it.
Jason Elon is his name?
Eaton.
Eaton. That's where you live, you're in Henderson right now?
Yeah, I'm in Henderson, Nevada.
Oh, geez, I can live in Vegas. I mean, honestly, I understand you don't live on the Strip, but I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could live down there.
You know what? It's not home. Yeah. It's not home for me, but I mean, I'm making the best of it.
Get you over to Coeur d'Alene and you go check out that. You come move to Spokane, dude. We need a good beauty guy in Spokane. Although my buddy Cameron Chestnut, he's been on the show before. He does a lot more plastic surgery and, you know, Botox treatments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You guys would get along well. I should see if he wants to go out to dinner with us tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, you manufacture this in Malibu, so it's made in the USA. So we got the clay is like kind of like the flagship formula. And would you say that for a busy person who's not necessarily someone running a beauty company, so this is your job, that once a week to do a clay mask for like a guy for like a beauty anti-aging standpoint, is that sufficient? Like, am I going to get results from doing this once a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And just for maintenance, just getting those stagnant capillaries circulated,
yeah.
You know, reducing the puffiness, making, just looking and feeling more awake in the morning. That's why I do it so much. I mean, last night when we got here, it's just like the stuff that we'll put our bodies through in order to reach optimal health and not performance and feeling good. We'll go to any length. I mean, I've never, by the way, your sons are studs. Like, that was amazing. That was amazing. Ben,
what we do.
Crushed
so,
me last night.
So Andy rolls in. We started off with kettlebell flow, and then, which was basically, we did an AMRAP for like 40 minutes of double arm swings, single arm swings, front planks, hard style push ups, and chainsaws. And then, we came into the sauna and we messed around with this new app that I'm pretty much obsessed with called Othership that spits out these 15 to 20 minute breathwork sessions that my sons and I are doing every day now. We do it every day and we feel amazing. And then on the weekends we do their 50 to 70 minute breathwork protocol. Then we did all that in the sauna. We went to the cold pool. Then I shoved you in the hyperbaric for an hour while we made dinner.
Oh man.
So
beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's all on preparation, just in a couple of hours right there. But I mean, you're levitating afterwards. How good do you feel? I mean, it's amazing. I had no idea that was Othership, by the way. Robbie Bent.
Yeah, that's Robbie Bent, our buddy Robbie.
Oh, who's such a good guy.
He's so cool. I got to get over there to Toronto and see his facility over there. Shout out to Robbie. But anyway, so what we all did last night, very similar to how I do the clay mask, like Wednesdays. And I realize like a whole bunch of people, especially guys, are going to be snickering as I say this. But Wednesdays, I get up, I do my stretching. I usually have some type of a tonic, like a mushroom tonic or lion's mane or something like that. And then I will do some foam rolling. I'll do a biocharger session. This is like my whole self-care morning. And then I do my clay mask. And I do a coffee enema and an infrared sauna session and then rinse all that off and to take a warm shower. And by the time – and, you know, because I get up at like 4:30 on Wednesdays, so I just like – you know, I have this all cranked out by like 6:30 a.m. But I just feel like I'm on cloud nine.
On fire.
Like I've been to the spa for the whole day. And so when you stack a lot of this stuff, it does really feel good. And you like to do the derma roller before you do the mask, yeah?
I highly recommend using – derma roller. Now, microneedling, I mean, you're seeing the vampire facials, you know, with the big, longer needles. Now, I use a 1 millimeter derma roller. It's titanium microneedles, 600 needles that you can roll across your face to open up the skin, the epidermis, the outer layer of the skin for optimal absorption of the ingredients of the products you put on afterwards. So you get more benefits from the products, I believe. And also it creates, depending on the lengths that you get, the 0.25 is a little bit smaller.
0.25 millimeter. That's like how far the little pokey part sticks out.
Right. The little micro needles. So that you're not going to get that much activity. My mom uses the 0.25. The one sinks in a little bit further. So you're just getting that much more deep past the epidermis. And then also the micro tears that signal to your body to repair and create a thicker collagen layer. So the microneedling is something I would recommend taking a couple days off in between. You know, with my, you know, 4 or 5 times a week that I use the clay mask, I definitely do that.
So you don't have to microneedle. What if you do, because I know, and this might be a good segue for us, do you have it here? You have this like new scrub.
Oh, man.
Is it out here somewhere?
It's
if it isn't, that's cool. You can just talk about it. But I think you sent me like a beta sample of it. And, you know, it's like a scrub. People will do like my wife, she does coffee scrub. I love it. I steal it when I'm in the shower sometimes. She has mm-hmm. It's literally like ground coffee with some other stuff in it that whatever they put in there that makes it smell good. So I'll smear that on my face sometimes. You came out with the scrub, though. I don't even know if you're selling it yet on your website. But what I wanted to ask you was on days where I'm too lazy to derma roll or I don't feel like derma rolling, can I, if I do like a scrub mm-hmm. first and just really scrub that skin really well and then go on and put the clay mask, will that scrub kind of open up the pores a little bit too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. It has a tri-level exfoliant system between like small, like different particle sizing. Mm-hmm. We have poppy seed, bamboo stem cell extract is one of the little exfoliants. Olive powder. So we didn't use any walnut hulls or like pomegranate shells that have little angles and create these little tiny micro tears that really disrupt the skin when you're massaging it into rather than just kind of rolling it over with a derma roller. But this, it just creates irritation. Some companies even use these tiny plastic micro beads as an exfoliant, which is just completely wrong. But anyway, what we do, it's a small, medium, large tri-level exfoliant system with mandelic acid. Just skin energizing acids, hyaluronic acid, fulvic acid, just to help. Yeah. So not overly disrupting from a harsh scrubbing standpoint, which is much different from a lot of facial scrubs and exfoliants now, but using a system of acids that for long-term benefits of the collagen synthesis process, those acids when combined, it's more of a consistent, gentle approach rather than the harsh, you know, walnut hulls, you know, back in the day with the, you know, the peach or the apricot scrubs. That's a big thing that I'm starting to pay more attention to, a gentle exfoliant system rather than, you know, because so many people are into the redness and the harsh, scrub that skin.
I'm like, I feel it. If it doesn't hurt, it must not be working. Okay, so scrubs, this is so fun because, you know, like I think I mentioned in the introduction, you know, and obviously women can do a lot of this stuff too. I just think that there's a lot of guys that should know about this stuff. My dad didn't teach me how to shave. And you know, a lot of guys, their fathers didn't teach them about beauty. Most guys my age, you know, parents were maybe in the baby boomer generation. That was silly. It was what the women do. Mm-hmm. But so I'll keep asking you stupid questions. How do you even use a scrub? Because I'll find my wife's in the shower and I'll be like, oh, this feels good. And I'll scrub it on my face and feel like it kind of opens up some pores and rinse it off. But how are you actually supposed to use a scrub? Like in terms of frequency and how long you leave it on?
Sure. So I would put about a quarter sized squeeze, a quarter sized amount into the palms, rub them together and then smooth in an upwards direction. If you're in the shower and your pores are open, that's ideal.
Upwards, same thing like with dry skin brushing, you're trying to go up, up, up.
Upwards, okay. Upwards, up, out, up, out. So to get the blood flowing upwards, and then you get a little lymphatic drainage aspect too when you go out as well. And also, you know, kind of decreases a little puffiness. I have a little jade roller that I keep in the freezer to kind of help with that too, to prep the skin.
You do that before the scrub?
After derma rolling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or so, sometimes what I'll do is once I rinse it off and do the cold rinse to close the pores, I'll pull that out and just to close the pores and then roll it out.
Like the smooth stone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife has some of those called gua sha, mm-hmm. I think they're called. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're special shaped stones to help to smooth the face, almost like a self-massage for the face. Mm-hmm. So what you would do ideally is you would do the scrub, and then let's say you were going to also do a clay mask that day, you'd do the derma roller, and then you do that smooth stone thing, and then you'd put the mask on?
So ideally what I do is I'll cleanse, derma roll, mix up the mask, and I do the scrub post-mask just to kind of help, you know, scrub the mask off. But a lot of estheticians, they recommend doing it before the clay mask just to kind of shed that initial layer. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Try out either way because I prefer it after.
Yeah, rather than before. It kind of seems like if you're going to derma roll, then do the mask, doing the scrub might be kind of redundant. I like the idea of using the scrub to like rub the mask off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll do today with this mask.
Yeah, and then introducing those acids too.
I'm going to be so beautiful when we go play laser tag tonight. It's going to be crazy. I love it. Okay, so we've got the scrub. we've got the mask. I'm just going to keep throwing these at you because you used a word that we hadn't yet talked about, and that's cleanser. You have this thing called a pearl cleanser. I love it. So I get up in the morning, and I also like that you're going to be spending the afternoon with my teen boys, yes, teaching them how to do all this stuff, mm-hmm, which is great because I could teach them, but I thought it would be cooler to actually have the guy who just knows this stuff inside and out to teach them, mm-hmm, about skincare. And this cleanser is basically what I do when I first get up. You know, I have my whole Ayurvedic routine. I do some tongue scraping. I do some coconut oil pulling. I do some gargling. And then I put this cleanser into my hands, and I rub it into my face, then rinse my face with warm water. Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Absolutely. And okay. So
tell me about this cleanser. What's in it?
So what I wanted to do differently is I wanted to remove the harsh surfactants that are so commonly located in cleansers. Mm-hmm. I big brands, and then I always had some type of cystic acne or sore. And so I just ultimately ended up with Dove soap, which is very mild, and pearl powder, tremella mushroom, colloidal silver is my antibacterial. I get not surfactant, but that right there eats up any type of irritation, mm-hmm, from an antibacterial aspect. So, and then I use an olive based surfactant to cleanse the skin rather than, you know, harsh foaming agents like sodium lauryl sulfate or any just artificial cleansers, man-made cleansers that irritate the skin and don't serve it as well as something natural.
Well, they irritate the skin. They're also endocrine disruptors.
Absolutely.
So they can alter your hormones. We were talking about this last night at dinner, how my triathlon squad used to train out at the New York Giants Stadium in New Jersey. And you'd walk into the locker room, and it's like a head-to-toe lineup of all these endocrine-disrupting shaving creams and fragrances and shampoos and conditioners. And I'm like, you're spending how many millions of dollars per year on these players' contracts in a sport that arguably requires pretty elevated levels of testosterone, and yet in between every single practice and after every game, you're essentially smearing estrogen through the body's largest mouth, the skin. It's nuts.
It's disappointing. I mean, especially like you said, with the budgets that they have.
Yeah, you think they'd know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're starting to see facilities adjust a little bit and lean into with something similar to what you have here, the Juves, the
all the biohacks, the recovery stuff. Yeah, it seems like they're still in the dark ages, though, from Nutra. And it'll be that way as long as Gatorade is funding research and it's brought to you by the grains industry. And, you know, nutritionists still just don't care about vegetable oil. And, you know, it's still very kind of like good old boys network if it fits your macros. But the same could be applied, I think, to the beauty care industry side of professional sports.
Absolutely.
And I realize it doesn't seem like it's something you should worry about, but because your skin is a mouth, a lot of these endocrine disrupting chemicals are something that can long-term affect performance and recovery and sleep. And you know, especially when you consider the fact that when these guys' careers are over, yeah, maybe all the exercise you're doing can protect you to a certain extent, but once you're done, you're still going to be washing your face and putting fragrance on. So you should probably set up these habits early in life. So this cleanser, is this just once every day in the morning you'll do the cleanser?
And at night before bed.
Okay.
Just kind of clear the skin.
You wash your face before night or before bed at night also. Mm-hmm. So it's twice a day.
Yes.
Okay. Do you get concerned at all about this idea of, like, you know, you shouldn't shower too much because you don't want to wipe off the body's good bacteria and the microbiome? Like, if you're washing your face that much, are you disrupting the microbiome of the face, you think?
That's a good point. I'm not worried about it with that product at all. It's really clean. It has kale and clay, pearl powder.
Tremella mushroom,
which is a high source of hyaluronic acid. So it's not as drying, if anything. And then also the aromatherapy aspect with a little jasmine. Just it's nice and relaxing, but at the same time, not overly drying. And it's just,
no, I mean, I'm looking over the ingredient label, and if you're stuck on a desert island with just your toiletries bag, you could probably eat this stuff. Tremella mushroom, marshmallow root, ginseng, marine collagen, aloe vera. You could survive on a bottle of this stuff if you had to.
I'm not kidding. The clay mask, for sure. Yeah. You could.
You probably could. Like, well, people use that as a detoxification agent.
I drank it.
You ever
seriously
done that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have just like a giant shit afterwards or what?
No, not really. The only thing I was worried about was the raw sole and the kale and clay. Everything else in that, I supplement with when you think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. maybe I'll try that next time I get food poisoning. I'll just drink some of your clay. Okay. So we got the cleanser. We got the mask. We've got the scrub, which we talked about. The next one is this gold serum. This gold serum has one thing in it that we were talking to my son about earlier. I thought that you told me it had. It doesn't have a peptide or something in here?
GHK. Yeah, it has copper peptide.
Yeah, it's got a copper peptide. Because I did a podcast with Jay Campbell and his homie about this new like hair growth formula that they created with C60 and GHK copper peptide. And I think you told me after you heard I was using that product that your gold serum has some of those peptides in it too, yeah?
It does. So get this. So years ago, I want to say 2017, I made a shaving serum because I wanted to counteract all the, you know, the shaving creams and give men, well, everyone, a chance to, you know, shave cleaner because it's something we do daily, right? So I made a shaving serum. It was incredible, but there were so many women who reach out to me and go, I'm stealing my husband's shaving serum. And then I sat down and met, what's her name? I think it was Bonnie out in Florida. I went through and met with a couple customers. I was like, hey, on the East Coast, we'd love to meet you. And, at a Whole Foods, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that's where I found out and kind of went back to the drawing board and started adding active ingredients, marine collagen, plant-derived vitamin A that we source organically from France.
You just went and bought this stuff from Whole Foods?
No. I pulled it back. It was a shaving serum, and then I added active ingredients to it.
Oh, so you went and bought the shaving serum from Whole Foods and just started to engineer it?
No. I made a shaving serum. Oh. So we actually had a product called the Alatura Shaving Serum.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was just purely for shaving, but it was so much more than a shaving serum. I mean, that's easily our most popular product. I mean, I went back to the drawing board. It took a little bit, but I added basically.
Wait, this gold serum is your most popular product?
Easily.
This one I'm holding right now?
Oh, yeah.
Can I use this for shaving?
Absolutely.
Really?
I do a little paste. Gosh. I do pearl cleanser. I know this a little much, but obviously I have a lot of it. I do night cream, pearl cleanser, and then a little bit of that. And then if I have like a raw aloe vera leaf, I'm weird, man.
This would be an amped up shaving serum because it's jojoba oil, olive oil, rose water, rose hip oil, witch hazel, marine collagen, beeswax, bee propolis, coenzyme Q10, astaxanthin. Once again, talking about like something you could eat, copper tripeptide. And then a bunch of essential oils like sandalwood, frankincense, carrot seed. It's so clean.
95% organic, bottled in maroon glass. Just one more thing. It has plant-derived vitamin A, which is a retinol alternative. Without the sensitivity and the harsh side effects from sun and just how irritating it can be during that, it is a special product.
It's a pretty cool serum, but and it's got this yellowish color, which I also noticed that your night cream has. And you're going to laugh about this. So I get you have this night cream, and I want to ask you about the difference between it and the serum because I'm a little bit confused about how I would use a night cream versus how I would use a serum. So mm-hmm. be prepared because I'm going to ask you that. But this night cream, I have used it. I got hemorrhoids once. I used it for that, and it actually worked. I use it on dry feet. My dad always would get dry, cracked feet in the winter. So now in the winter, I always pull on socks, but I put some kind of moisturizer cream. The one thing that like keeps it the best is this night cream. It's probably mm-hmm. super expensive to put on my feet, but I do it anyways. Mm-hmm. And so this stuff is, it's not a thin creamy texture like the serum. It's more like an actual cream, like it's actually firm at room temperature. How would one differentiate between using a night cream at night versus using a serum? Like how do you use these two things?
So the serum is more like a concentrated moisturizer that targets at a cellular level with the active ingredients that we have inside of it. It's like a more concentrated way to hydrate the skin while you have the anti-aging active ingredients in that. So it's like a moisturizer on steroids that has a very, very good anti-aging aspect to it. Now, so you apply throughout the day, and at night, I actually stack both of them. I'll make a little paste of the gold serum and then with the night cream to seal it in because it's thicker. The night cream has two different plant-derived stem cells, K-factor 60, Manuka honey, CoQ10, colostrum. But I don't mind that it's there when I wake up in the morning.
The night cream has honey in it, the Manuka honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good for scars, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I
should have put this on my thumb. See my thumb, how it's all scarred because I just got the nerve repaired in my thumb. I almost cut off my thumb with a knife. And I got the nerve repaired and it was successful. Like I've got all the feeling back in my thumb. And I was trying to find things that would reduce the scar formation. This would have worked because it's got the Manuka honey in it.
Yeah, that actually was made out of a cast iron pan. I just did a lot of research on scar healing. Yeah, I bought beeswax, cacao butter, sea buckthorn oil, obviously the colostrum I had. And I actually even ordered the plant-derived stem cells and tried to figure out, you know, chemically how I was going to be able to combine both of those, or yeah, both of those into the product. It was just a paste. It was just a paste. It wasn't ever meant to be a product. I was just trying to heal and hydrate my skin after using the clay mask. But this was all way before we even, Alitura was even a thing. Wow. I was just, yeah. And I still have that first one. It's nice and chunky. Well, okay. Like the fruit from.
So this one I could, like, right before I go to bed, I could use your cleanser, cleanse my face, mm-hmm. and then the play would be that I would then just, like, smear, like, a thin layer of this night cream on my face before mm-hmm. I hit the sack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Easy.
And the gold serum, if you want to turn it, that's, like, you know, next level using both. But if you just want to use one or the other, I would recommend the night cream.
I could use the gold serum and the night cream simultaneously. They're not redundant.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they are a totally different ingredient profile. I could, like, your products, I could just read the ingredients all day long. It's so cool.
Dude, imagine making them.
Oh, my gosh. It takes forever. I can only imagine. Okay, so from the standpoint of things that you can put onto your skin, the only thing that we didn't talk about were these two. This one, I haven't even seen this before. Maybe you sent it to me, but I wasn't aware of it. Santal Black. What is this?
All right. So years ago, I was going to partner with an athlete that had a beard and make a beard oil for him. And I mean, smell that. Put a couple pumps in your hand. It has two different kinds.
You know, I have a beard now. You've been holding out on me.
I know. Okay. It has two different kinds of sandalwood, bergamot, babassu, black pepper, vanilla. I mean,
I wish people could smell this. We need that Japanese researcher who recently developed a lickable TV screen to partner with me on this podcast so people could smell this stuff. Oh, my goodness.
So, wow. So what I did is I didn't feel that it was just a beard oil. I mean, it's so much more. It's multifaceted to the point where it's like a massage oil. I even put a couple dabs underneath my arm before I work out. It's just a deodorant type of feel, but I mean, it's a really good hair.
And you're selling this one already on your site?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this existed. Also, it says perfect for sensual massage. Could you, this is like a sex mm-hmm. moisturizer as well.
You know what? I got it pH balanced because I almost wanted to market it as a personal lubricant. A company has
that's at the lingo these days, personal lubricant. So I'll use the PC words.
I mean, there's a sex oil by a company called Pravin Apothecary out of Canada, and they cannot keep it in stock. So I thought about it, like focusing in on, I'll tell you, I almost switched it up and called it a midnight oil and then really marketed towards it. I mean,
I like it.
I don't want
a bottle of that, put that on my wife's nightstand. Yeah. Okay. So that's good to know that exists. And then this last one, the moisturizer, I always kind of got the impression this was just kind of like the basic moisturizer product. It didn't seem quite as sexy as some of your others, but would this be more like for the face and hands and stuff like that?
Right.
Or I'm sorry, for like the hands and body versus the face?
Well, face as well. So that was my, you know, that was when I was first starting off and I, you know, it was post clay mask and everybody's asking about a moisturizer and what to use. So I kind of had to learn, but at the same time, I'm very proud of that product. It took 22 tweaks to make. I mean,
no, I like it. I mean, I've got I use it for dry hands, honestly, because like my thought pattern is like, okay, so I'm going to use like the moisturizer on the hands, but then I could use the gold serum and the night cream and stuff like that on the face. All right. So
how about the body lotion?
That you just said? Oh, the body lotion. You do have a body. So there is a difference between the body lotion and the moisturizer. Wow.
Brazilian acai butter.
Oh, my goodness.
Ylang ylang lemongrass. I mean, I used to put that in my hand at conferences and lick it and just be like, look, it's edible. How many lotions can you say that about? But it became a little cleaner.
Oh, my goodness. Like it all just smells so amazing. But speaking of smelling so amazing, like this is the one that, you know, I was so excited about this because I love fragrance, and I was so disappointed when I started to look into the beauty industry's fragrance side of things and realized that my grandfather's cologne, which I loved, which reminded me of my grandfather, and it's like it's the same fragrance my dad used, it's the same fragrance his father used, it's the same fragrance that like my brother used and that I got from my grandpa, and then I realized, holy cow, this is a chemical cocktail. This stuff's horrific. Mm-hmm. And so I literally spent like 4 years after I found that out, just like putting a few drops of sandalwood oil on or whatever, you know, like essential oil.
Right.
And then you came out with this stuff called Presence, We did a whole – I was so excited about it. We did a whole article about it on my website, which I'll link to. If you guys are listening, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/AliTorahPodcast. I'll link to all this stuff, A-L-I-T-U-R-A, Ali Torah Podcast. And I'll put a big fat discount code for Andy's stuff on there too. But this presence, your fragrance, dude. That I think you could probably get rid of all your other products and just have this and crush it because it's amazing. So tell me about this
presence. Thank you, man. I feel the same way. That's a standalone product. Yeah. 4 years to make. I signed off on it 3 times total. So twice I went, but no, it's a little too baby powder. There's something wrong with this manufacturer sample. And they probably thought I was a little crazy, but I just know exactly what I wanted with that. Yeah. 75% organic. You know,
tell me about the ingredients in this. I gave a bottle to my sons last year, by the way. I told them, you know, use cologne, use this stuff. they're probably upstairs. I can probably hear us talking right now, but they don't care too much about smelling all pretty, but someday, guys, when you go on your first date, you guys can hear me up there. They don't want to be wearing some presents. Trust me. She'll love it. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. What's in this stuff, Andy?
So I wanted a blend that was, my first, like you, I wanted to be like my dad. I had a nice, cabinet full of colognes. What was it? Aqua di Gio, Zegna, Calvin Klein, Eternity Obsession. CK1 was my first fragrance, unisex. Let the customer decide if they like it or not, you know? So, it's a unisex blend. We have a nice sandalwood.
So women do use this as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah. And so it has a nice... I've always loved sandalwood. If you look at all of our products, pretty much every one of them, it's so smoky yet smooth and sweet and sexy. Like sandalwood to me, that's probably my favorite just scent.
Yeah.
And so that right there, we combine it with a little sweetness obviously the sandalwood and vanilla has a light like tobacco hit to it, cucumber. It's just, especially with scent and it's being so personal. That definitely took over 100. It took years to make, but just, especially with that fine line of knowing exactly what you want, it's tough to explain with, when I use little side notes like baby powdery or too sweet. During that, it's a total field thing. But 3 ingredients, basically an oil blend, no phthalates, no parabens.
Wow. Well, it smells absolutely stellar. Do you ever use it as a deodorant? Because
I do.
In a pinch, when I travel, I just try to grab as few things as possible. I've even used my toothpaste as a deodorant before and have never used the deodorant as a toothpaste. But
baking soda.
I travel light. What can I say? Like a lightweight backpacker. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. After this podcast, there might be a few extra things in my bag as we go. The lineup is fantastic. And, I think that this is one thing I want to touch on you with as we're kind of getting close to the end here. And again, like for all you guys listening, I'm going to put a link to all this stuff in the show notes at bengreenfieldfitness.com/AliTorahPodcast. I don't know about you, Andy, but like part of it for me, when I get pushback from guys who are like, well, why do you want to smell all foofy? Or why do you want your face to look good? Or why do you need your hair slicked back? Whatever. Like, look, men have been doing this for a really long time. Like knights of old would have lavender that they'd apply to themselves and big colorful feathers in their caps, almost like peacocking to an extent. Human beings do that to either look better or smell better or be more attractive to members of the opposite sex. But for me, a big part of it is just like confidence. Like I can literally be at home all by myself and have a day of riding and I'll do my moisturizer and I'll do my cleanser and I'll do my clay mask. And like, I'll be going downstairs to the basement to be by myself for 6 hours. And I'll like spray on your presence fragrance, even though nobody's going to smell me except me. Cause I just feel like it puts me into this mental space, like almost a slightly altered state of consciousness or this feeling as though I'm exuding confidence.
Mm-hmm. It's a part of my routine. That's why I do it so often is I know what I'm getting every single time and I know how I'm going to feel when I leave the door and I, approach the world.
Right.
It's a total ripple effect. Every person you meet and see personally and professionally, you're going to create, you're going to give your best energy just because I know what gets me in that zone before I leave the house and approach everyone. and it's consistent. It's something I can control. Yeah. It just makes me feel really good. And then also it walked me through such a dramatic point in my life. But I was even doing it before. You know what I mean? Like there's something about what the clay mask does to me. I mean, right. just waking me up and going, I feel good. You look good, you feel good, you're going to create a better, you know, just energy in every situation that you come across, everyone you come across, at least you, from an athlete standpoint, just preparation, routines, and no, you know, it just leads to success as long as you stay consistent with it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I agree. And look, like these are the type of things that I think, for example, and this is another reason I'm excited for this afternoon, because you're filming a whole series of how-to videos with my sons. How to not get acne and eczema, how to smell better, how to at least not smell funky. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do when you first get up in the morning? Like how to clean your face in the morning, like teen boy skincare tips for the evening, how a teen can do a clay mask, like all these things that I think will really help adolescents who are heading to school in the morning. And, you know, because we were joking about this last night, when I would get zits on my face, my mom would be like, come on over, let me pop that. And, you know, it was almost like a glorious and wonderful thing for me to get a zit, because it meant mom got to have fun popping my zits. But in reality, like, kids shouldn't have to deal with that stuff as much as they do if they knew about how to cleanse, how to moisturize, how to do a mask, how to dermaroll. So, you know, I think that for any women listening in, obviously you can use any of these products. But I think even more importantly, when it comes to just equipping and empowering the men in your life and the boys in your life with confidence and with smell goodness and with just feeling better about themselves, I think this is really good information to share with them as well. And I mean, this is kind of Andy's wheelhouse. And again, like, I'm very careful with the products that I endorse, but the fact that I probably could take this stuff to a desert island and be able to eat for a week and not die is saying something about his products. And so for those of you listening, I'm going to link to all this stuff at bengreenfieldfitness.com/AliTuraPodcast. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/AliTuraPodcast. The 20% discount code for Andy's stuff is BG20. And Andy, one last question. Are you working on anything in your top secret Batman labs at AliTura that you can give us a preview of?
Yes. So the meteorite scrub will be out in a couple. We're just fine tuning the tube
That's
right
the
now.
That's the scrub, the meteorite.
Yeah. I dig it. It's in sugar cane, and like, I got to show you here. Well, the phone's dead.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, so that's coming out hopefully by the end of Q1. I have a eye specific gel. I have a hair and body wash, sunscreen. Nobody's nailed sunscreen.
That's
Nobody's
true.
Why not just, you know, be the first? And a lip plumper, a peptide derived lip plumper with a little bit of SPF, red raspberry, sea cacao, plum.
I didn't know that was such a thing. A lip plumper. Well, but I'll try anything once.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if I want to call it that or just like a lip protectant. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's very popular with women specifically. But if we, you know, full lips or full
jelly lips. Well, I'm getting clay all over the table. I got to go wash this stuff off at some point. But anyways, so for those of you listening in, stay tuned, because when this podcast comes out, we will also be on the cusp of a whole like clip library of skincare tips for teen boys. So you get to see my sons kind of pimping some of Andy's products and showing you guys how to use them. And then any questions or comments or feedback that you have about how to use any of this stuff that I forgot to ask Andy, because I didn't technically have my cup of coffee this morning, you can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/AliTuraPodcast and leave your questions over there, and Andy and I'll jump in, and we just love to help people out with this kind of stuff. So now that my entire dining room smells like a giant spa, Andy, thank you. I think that's a wrap. What were you saying?
I want to say thank you to you and your following. You know, a lot of reviews that we get, many mention you and your podcast and how they found out about AliTura.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of a smaller operation. I love what I do, but I want to say thank you, Ben. I mean, every time I come here.
Oh, you're welcome. Awesome. Well, I mean, I love to support you. I love your passion. I love you're not, you know, I mean, you're not just some, you know, dude drinking Diet Coke in a corporate lobby room in a suit trying to figure out how to make money off skincare products and sourcing cheap shit from China or whatever. Like, this is really good stuff made in the USA, jam-packed with amazing ingredients. I use it anyways. And so it's like, it's just a total blessing for me to be able to share it with other people. So I'm stoked. It's a win-win, baby. I can smell good, and my wife doesn't mind. So keep up the good work. And again, show notes are at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Ollie Tour Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have an amazing week.
Thanks, guys.
In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this site. Most of the links going to products are often affiliate links, of which I receive a small commission from sales of certain items, but the price is the same for you, and sometimes I even get to share a unique and somewhat significant discount with you. In some cases, I might also be an investor in a company I mention. I'm the founder, for example, of Keon LLC, the makers of Keon-branded supplements and products, which I talk about quite a bit. Regardless of the relationship, if I post or talk about an affiliate link to a product, it is indeed something I personally use, support, and with full authenticity and transparency, recommend in good conscience. I personally vet each and every product that I talk about. My first priority is providing valuable information and resources to you that help you positively optimize your mind, body, and spirit. And I'll only ever link to products or resources, affiliate or otherwise, that fit within this purpose. So there's your fancy legal disclaimer.